Just a few years ago, you could go to Western Hall for a men's basketball game and find a pretty quiet place. There might be just a few hundred people there. One year, the team played several games with Illinois misspelled on its jerseys, and no one noticed. But the atmosphere is different this year, especially when Western steals the ball and drives down the court for an alley-oop dunk. Chris Sen can tell the difference. He's a lifelong Macomb resident and a Leathernecks fan. He says he's going to a lot more games this year.
And that kind of goes with the winning and losing. If you're winning, people are going to show up and watch you. Yes, this is the best season I can remember for an awful long time. They're really enjoyable to watch.
Sen is not alone. Twice this year, WIU has drawn home crowds of more than 4,000, their highest attendance marks in nearly 10 years. The Leathernecks are 19-6 this year, with a conference record of 11-3. That puts them in second place behind South Dakota State. And with three games left in the season, all of them at home, the team is hoping to be positioned to win the conference tournament and make its first appearance ever in the NCAA tournament.
I know the goal at Western, obviously, is to build a program that can contend for the conference championship every year, and they're well on their way to doing that.
Kevin Capey covers WIU basketball for the Peoria Journal-Star. He says that even if Western does not win the conference tournament, winning their last three home games will give them a very good shot at one of the smaller postseason tournaments, including the College Insider, the CBI, or even the NIT.
So if they can get to an NIT this year, it's just one of the things that where it helps build a program, and playing in the NIT in those games, you get on television, which also helps bring some more interest, helps recruiting, and just keeps the program going. And also, the deeper you go, that's another two, three games maybe for your younger players to help develop that a lot of other programs in the Summit League don't have.
WIU was also chosen to play in a bracket buster game this year, a special non-conference game for so-called mid-major teams like Western, to have another shot at showing the college basketball world how good they are. This weekend's bracket buster game against Cleveland State is seen as a mixed blessing. On the one hand, Capey says Western should have been chosen to play a better and higher profile team instead of Cleveland State, which has a losing record. But the players see it another way. Senior Ciola Clark says he is not looking at his opponent's win-loss record.
Any game on the schedule is worth playing. I think they're a great team. They just got done. I think they beat UIC a couple games ago. They're a great team. To have the privilege to play in the bracket buster is great. So we just want to kind of just keep working and kind of show our level of game and competition.
That hunger is what Coach Jim Molinari says he wants to see from his players. Last year was the first year WIU ever played in a postseason tournament, and there is unprecedented excitement about the team this year. But Molinari will not say he's happy.
Coaches are never really happy. You know, sometimes I think to myself, you know, you got to enjoy this. You got to enjoy this. But then I've learned coaching, and it's not really playing. It's necessarily about joy. You know, it's about satisfaction. It's about sacrifice. It's about suffering. And then at the end of the, you can do it. So am I pleased? I'm pleased the way our players have bought in, you know, and I'm pleased the way they've worked. Yeah, I'm really pleased with that. But, you know, none of us are, we know the goals.
And Molinari says the goal is to make the NCAA tournament. But he also says his other goal is to prepare his players for life. Molinari is just as quick to brag about one of his players' chemistry grades or upcoming job interviews as he is to talk about points and rebounds. Molinari is in his fifth year at Western and has coached in bigger programs, including Bradley University and the University of Minnesota. But he says he likes where he is now.
You know, I always ask myself in coaching, what are you looking for, a platform or impact? And sometimes you go back and forth. It's nice when you're in Minnesota and you have 18 managers and four secretaries. I mean, the reality of it is it's a little easier. But that said, you know, you always can have impact. And, you know, we're trying to have great impact. Western's a great school. I want people to know that. I want people, my son's gone here. They really like it. I want people to know, send your students here. And I want our young men to have options when they're done.
Before any Western players are done, they have a season to finish, starting with Cleveland State tomorrow night at 7 at Western Hall. I'm Jonathan Aull.